Can I have roll call, please?
Warden Weir.
Present.
Counselor Mailman.
Present.
Counselor Baker.
Present.
Deputy Warden Fuller.
Here.
Counselor Malloy.
Present.
Counselor Zink.
Present.
And Counselor Harple.
Also in the, I guess, chamber, our makeshift chambers tonight, we have CAO Marissa Jordan and Mary Fraser, Director of Finance.
Apologies, Warden, Counselor Harple did send this.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
No, that's okay, just one question.
Is there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, could we have approval of the agenda as presented?
Move that approval.
I'll second.
Motion by Deputy, or by Counselor Baker, second by Deputy Warden Fuller, that we approve the agenda as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda is approved. Could we have approval of the minutes from the council meeting held July 11th, 2022?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion by Counselor Mailman, second by Counselor Malloy, that we approve the minutes from the council meeting held July 11th, 2022. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Council meeting held July 11th, 2022, minutes are approved. I also have approval of the minutes from the special county council meeting, public hearing held July 20th, 2022.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Counselor Malloy, second by Counselor Zink, that we approve the minutes from the special council meeting slash public hearing held July 20th, 2022. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved from the special county council meeting held slash public hearing held July 20th, 2022.
I'll make that motion.
No, I was just approving.
Oh, okay.
And could I also have approval of the minutes from the special council meeting held July 20th, 2022?
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Get the head motion.
Awesome.
Motion by Counselor Baker, second by Deputy Warden Fuller, that we approve the minutes from the special county council meeting held July 20th, 2022. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved from the special county council meeting held July 20th, 2022. Any business arising from the minutes? Hearing none, we will move along to recommendations from internal committees of council. So from the recommendations from the committee of the whole, July 20th, 2022, and September 7th, 2022. So, I'd like a motion to accept the council agreed to adopt the amendments of the presentations to council policy as presented.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Counselor Malloy, second by Counselor Zink. Council agreed to adopt the amendments to the presentation to council policy as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is approved. From that same meeting, I'd like to recommend our motion that council agreed to adopt the land development committee policy as presented.
That motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Counselor Baker, second by Counselor Mailman. Council agrees to adopt the land development committee policy as presented. Any further discussion?
I do have an item. On page two of the policy, section 5.1.3, it's listed there as one member of municipal administration. Where administration are non-voting members, I'd like to see the policy council consider amending that to just say, to remove the one.
Non-voting, so.
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And I'd also like to propose an amendment to 5.1.2. policy with hopes.
We can just have that motion that's on the floor is fine, as long as with the approve it, if there is a specific council, with the amendment.
With the amendment, okay.
And then we'll hear that.
Okay, so, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And we will recommend as approved, agree to adopt the land development committee policies with the amendments. Okay, from that same committee meeting, I need a motion that council agree to appoint applicant B, Jake Chisholm, and applicant C, Lee Ellen Walsh, as committee members from the public to the land development committee.
That motion?
Sorry. I was afraid that was another fire call. Sorry, I'll make that motion.
Counselor Zink.
Okay.
Motion by Counselor Zink, second by Deputy Warden Fuller, that council agrees to appoint applicant B, Jake Chisholm, and applicant C, Lee Ellen Walsh, as committee members from the public to the land development committee. Any further discussion?
I do have another item on the board.
Go ahead, Marissa.
Just on, after follow-up, we did contact both applicants to ensure that they met the requirements of the policy. And it was notified, it was brought to our attention, even though on the application, it said that applicant B, Jake Chisholm, is a resident of municipality. He actually is a full-time resident in a different location, and that's part of the policy that does not allow him to be a resident applicant. So we'd like to ask that applicant B remove the recommendation, just to see if applicant C can be a resident.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So with the motion, council agrees to appoint applicant C, or omit applicant B, Jake Chisholm, and accept applicant C, Lee Ellen Walsh, as committee member to the, from the public to the land development committee, as per amended. Okay. We're moving on to September 7th. I need a motion to council agree to add old-fashioned Christmas as a standing outside committee of council.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion by Counselor Hartwell, second by Counselor Malloy, that council agrees to add old-fashioned Christmas as a standing outside committee of council. Any further discussion?
Yeah, it was actually Counselor Baker.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay, just.
Good job, you're paying attention. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Counselor, is, motion is approved. Council agrees to add old-fashioned Christmas as a standing outside committee of council. Excuse me. Could I get a motion that council agrees to proceed and sign the contract with the provincial Department of Public Works and BD Clifton for the Sherbrooke Main Street capital projects, including replacement of storm sewer, library beautification, paving of Main Street, sidewalks, and paving of 16 Main parking lot.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Deputy Warden Fuller, second by Counselor Baker. Council agrees to proceed and sign the contract with the provincial Department of Public Works and BD Clifton for the Sherbrooke Main Street capital projects, including replacement of storm sewer, library beautification, paving of Main Street, sidewalks, and paving of 16 Main parking lot. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is approved. Also like a motion, council agrees to proceed and sign the contract for the upcoming approved project with infrastructure Canada dated June 28th, 2022.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Counselor Malloy, second by Counselor Zink. Council agrees to proceed and sign the contract for the upcoming approved project with infrastructure Canada dated June 28th, 2022. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is approved. Outside committee reports. So we have two reports from Deputy Warden Fuller from the Sherbrooke Restoration Commission.
Excuse me, we do have item 7B, the recommendation specific from the audit committee.
So are we gonna go through the background?
No, that's just for council's reading knowledge. So typically, most councils don't sit on all councils don't sit on one committee. So similar to this with the ROHS committee, there's only two council members. So if this is the first time council's seeing the opportunity to vote on a recommendation, normally goes to a committee of the whole. These committees, they're coming right from the committee to council. So it gives you guys a little bit of background information as to why the recommendations are being at the committee level, so that you can have enough information to vote on this.
Okay.
Whereas the audit committee, you guys all usually attend, so it's kind of double. I recognize that.
Okay. So we have a recommendation from July 21st. So we need a motion to recommend committee approve the mileage expense policy with the amendment to section 2 for accurate, reflection of the MDA section.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion by Counselor Baker, second by Counselor Malloy. Committee approve the mileage expense policy with the amendment to section 2 for accurate reflection of the MDA section. Now, any further discussion? I do, but do I have to relinquish mine?
You should, yes.
Deputy Ward Fuller, would you take over as chair?
Absolutely. Chair would like to call on Warden Weir to comment on that section.
I guess there's a couple wording that just, under the general expense level, travel conditions that are just not sitting right with me, and which is just my opinion. It may not be the opinion of council. Personal reason, I really think we need maybe a definition in under definitions for personal reasons or personal business. I just don't think it's very defined. I did look it up in a couple definitions in the different things on the legal side of it and just the regular definition out of a dictionary. And personal reasons it's very distinct as to what personal reasons are. Like there's really no gray area in it. So I think we'd even not just like that. The definition, just leaving some gray area that we could be called upon to explain at a later date. So I really do think that we should maybe table this and get staff to look into it and bring it up at the next committee of the whole meeting.
Just that recommendation.
Just that one recommendation.
Warden Weir has suggested we do that. Is there
so the typical process, if the council wishes to and agrees to go ahead, we would just ask for a liaison and go to the policy, then we would ask for a motion to table the process. But this discussion is still happening.
Okay. Anybody else, any thoughts on that? I just, mm-hmm. It's just that it's there's a gray area there.
Yeah.
It may come back to bite us in the future.
I was looking at that too.
So. On the motion to accept the recommendation of the mileage expense policy. Somebody already moved?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, let's go with all those in favor. Those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Nays have it. So we'll not
now
pass
I'd like
this.
To make a motion to table it to the next committee, the whole meeting, so that we can have a further discussion on. Maybe we can look up a true definition of what personal reasons or personal, I guess personal reasons is what we have there. Maybe personal business would be a better, just something to look into to make it more. Yes.
Yeah. Narrow the definition down.
Narrow the definition down and actually maybe even have the definition in the definitions. Yeah.
Okay. Is that? Okay, thanks, Cheryl. That was moved by Warden Weir and seconded by Councilor Zink. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. So, next committee of the whole is in
October 5th. Oh, yes. Would you like it as quick as no? But the agenda's already been
I think
we'll push that to
I think that's putting a little pressure on staff to do that.
That's fine.
the next one.
Yeah, that done by tomorrow.
We had to change it.
October 5th will be fine. All right, I will give the floor back to the warden.
Thank you, Deputy Warden Fuller. Okay, now I can move on to where I wanted to go.
There's still two more.
There's still more. There are two more from September 8th. We'll streamline this process a little better.
I hope so. You always have my recommendations, always.
Well, yeah, I'll get them all.
Just prove we are not professionals.
Okay, so I need a motion. Committee approve, or the council approve, the 2021-22 audit of consolidated financial statement and the water utility financial statement as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Deputy Warden Fuller, second by Counselor Zink, that the council approve the 2021-22 audit of consolidated financial statements and the water utility financial statements as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is approved. And we also have, we'd like a motion that the council approve the audit committee policy as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Second that.
Motion by Counselor Baker, second by Counselor Illinois, that the council approve the audit committee policy as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is approved. All right, so we had, as I said quite a while ago, we have two outside committee reports from the Sherbrooke Restoration Commission and Deputy Warden Fuller. Does anyone have any questions for Deputy Warden Fuller on those reports? Hearing none, we will move along to the CAO report. Marissa, you want to highlight a little bit, and then if anybody has any questions?
Yeah, I can highlight a couple things from there.
Thank you.
So, currently we're still undergoing a municipal electoral boundary review. Right now, the consultants have completed their gathering information phase for the council size. So right now they're analyzing all of the interviews they've done, as well as any public feedback and survey. So expect a presentation from them on their recommendation for council size in October at one of the community polls. Work continues on the planning strategy and the land use bylaw. We are going to have the first readings this Wednesday at the community poll meeting for council's consideration to pass as first reading. And then if that is given first reading, we'll again go through a public hearing phase, which is going to be scheduled in October. That's going to give public residents some more time for the documents as we heard. Another project which was mentioned through the recommendations and motions this evening was the Sherbrooke streetscaping. This project was pegged to start last fall. Unfortunately, due to some infrastructure changes that need to take place for paving stormwater, sewer infrastructure, stormwater underneath, we're rolling that out this fall, hopefully. So we will have more updates as we're assigned and when we know that work is starting. So that is going to include upgrading stormwater infrastructure. It's going to of Main Street and the 16 parking lot, sidewalks, which will be on the Cloverstock Farm side of the road, as well as some beautification to the library, And if anything else council has questions on, we can ask.
I have just a question regarding the water utility. We had some difficulties lately with water utility and had some feedback from residents just with some questions regarding if we have planning for maybe installing some sensors to know where things are going wrong and maybe some upgrading as budgeting allows. So I just wondering if that's something that we could start looking into or getting some information on regarding the water.
Absolutely. So you're correct. We've had a lot of bad luck in the last little while with breaks. Unfortunately, we've had a pile on top of one another at the same time, which caused some issues in the last couple of weeks. Public Works staff have been working really hard to get that managed. And we're still on track. I'm actually going to be adding, that is my Wednesday, yeah, for more discussion. There's just been a little bit of changing, thank you, in regards to some of the contracts. So I would like to bring up the goal, just to ensure that it's appropriately, appropriately discussed and then catch up for recognition. Thank you. But so far, so good.
Good. I have a question on the fire services section. Are there any words after the word each? Because it looks like an incomplete sentence.
It's missing a bit of a sentence.
Maybe it's missing period.
Fire service not performs period. Well, I can let you know what my thought was there.
Yeah, okay.
This is our municipal clerk's portion of the day. So she has been working on